Hey everybody, Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast, which of course I do in the car. I got special guests for you today. I got Jim Hansen. You know him. You love him.
Dude, you kidnapped me. I didn't want to do that.
I know. I'm giving you a ride.
I'm not paying
them. But we got your beautiful wife, Samantha. We got my beautiful wife, Arena. They're going to be in the back chattering. Basically, going to be you and me.
What do you want to talk?
Well, we can talk about how Ingram told me, Kurt, we don't need you tonight. And they called you up and said, hey, Jim, you want to do Ingram?
Dude, they told me they wanted someone who could bring the comedy gold. They don't think you're funny enough.
I think they wanted the sexual fire. They have the sexual firepower. We're intimidated by the sexual firepower that I bring.
They wanted the non-binary forest elf character that you play when you do that show. That's what they wanted.
I don't even know what the fuck that means, but okay. But look, Israel attacked yesterday. We're actually doing this on Friday. Sorry. You'll hear this Monday, but they attacked yesterday. I thought that was a pretty limited attack.
They pulled their punches because they already won. They won by swatting down everything the Iran shot at them. And they just kind of wanted to drop some stuff near their nuke facilities and go, yeah, you know, be a shame if anything happened to those.
Well, I think it was, look, we don't have a battle damage assessment. I would have cost them something, even while I was sending a message that is taking out aircraft, taking out capital ships, whatever. But what they really did was say, you can't shoot down our stuff. We can shoot down yours, because they didn't use bombers. They used some sort of a standoff weapon, a drone, a missile. I don't know.
And they did it on Ayatollah Khamenei's birthday. They're like, hey, dude, where's your cake?
Happy birthday, bitch. Hey, I got something you can blow,
right?
And it ain't out a candle.
Yeah, I think it was a good message. I think they accomplished it. And they also, by not going hard, they got some leverage on the Biden administration as far as ability to roll tanks and do what they need to in Rafah.
They need to get in there, and they need to clean that out. Now, you know a little something about infantry combat. How hard is it going to be for the Israelis to take out Rafah?
Dude, it's another densely populated place that Hamas has been building tunnels and fortified positions in forever, and they'll hide behind their civilians. So it's the same game.
And the Israelis have done a pretty incredible job of it. I frankly expect it's probably double the casualties.
Well, if you listen to the narrative and the propaganda, you'd think it was genocide in Gaza as opposed to that being a damn lie, and Israel actually killing fewer civilians per combatant killed than we did in any urban combat in Iraq.
Now, you and I both have a glancing familiarity with how the American military fights. Here's how I would have fought that battle. Sir, we're taking fire from this building. S3 Air, come here. Drop that building. There might be innocent people in it. There are no innocent people. Drop the building.
And whether or not you subscribe to there are no innocent people, it's the laws of land warfare. There are no war crimes if you're taking fire from any kind of protected building. It could be a hospital.
Yeah,
it could be a mosque. It could be a church.
They don't recognize the human shield thing.
No.
And here's my thing. I'm thinking, how am I going to explain to some one of my troops, you know, mothers, that her son got killed going to physically clear a building when I could have just put it in and made it into a rubble?
I think you need more smoking rubble, fewer friendly casualties.
I
should be the rules of engagement.
My priority is my men, them.
There you go.
Don't get in a war. And that's not, you know, that's how America fights. America fights by firepower. The primary killing system of the American military is not a guy with a rifle.
It's the king of bad.
It's artillery. What fires now?
There you go.
Fire.
Whatever.
And they got, you know, missiles or rockets or helicopters or bombers or artillery. You blow the shit out of everything in front of you. And then the infantry goes in and cleans it up.
And I think
that's how it's done.
And the Israelis face an unprecedented bias in the media and everywhere else against anything they do. So I think that's why they haven't subscribed to the proper, which you just identified, strategy. They have to go a step beyond, and they still get shit hammered and lied about. It's pretty disgraceful.
Yeah, if I was, you know, an Israeli, I would stop caring what people say, because they're always going to say the worst thing. So I would rather be in a position of having won and them talking shit about me, as opposed to not quite have won yet and then talking shit about me.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's hamstringing Netanyahu is they went ahead and had a unity war council, which at the time when there was absolute, you know, 100% agreement that Hamas had to die, was a good idea. The problem is it went on too long and it couldn't be done quickly enough. And there's quibbling in among the Israel opposition. And that's part of the
fact. A lot of people don't realize that Netanyahu is not the most hardcore of the Israelis.
No.
He is actually.
He's semi-moderate.
He's semi-moderate. There are Israelis there who.
There's probably
kill them all.
They got their own amount.
The Kurt Schlichter school of dealing with
the Old Testament.
I think the problem, first of all, I think he should have resigned after October 7th. He was in command. He failed. Done. I'm not going to tell Israel how to do things. That's what my expectation would have been. But since I think he's listened way too much to Biden. The thing is, Biden has to deal with facts on the ground. Don't give him the facts he wants.
Well, I think the problem was Biden is, the amorphous blob of advisors who's not been anymore.
Yeah, there is no Biden. But it's a collective organism. The Borg, if you will, on it is bullshit.
But they needed to hear things they could push out to their people.
Yeah.
So they needed some sort of thing. And now we've got this foreign aid bill that Johnson has pushed through with Democrat support that's going to fund Ukraine and fund Israel. And I think, there's $16 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine. I would have passed half of that, not half of the number, half of those things, because Ukraine needs to sue for peace, and Israel's close to the end and can actually win.
Well, look, I
back the winner.
As for Mike Johnson, you don't tell me I'm going to tie Ukraine stuff to border stuff and then not do it.
Right.
Because he said, well, border stuff's not as important. Border stuff's more important to me.
He also said that white supremacy and the whole systemic racism thing is true. And anybody
say that
just came out, and I don't know when he said it, but there's a clip of him saying that, and I'm done with him for that.
Why are all these people such unmitigated
weirdless geezels? Yeah, I don't know, but we need to recruit some actual spine-filled Republicans.
I thought he was going to be a man. The character in The Attack is sort of Mike Johnson-ish. But I guess it's a male Mike Johnson.
Yeah. I don't know how we keep ending up with this, but now you got three co-sponsors for the motion to vacate, so we may get another run at this.
Unbelievable. These people. I'm so tired.
I am not a Republican and probably never will be.
Well,
I just vote anti-Democrat. It's an ideology.
It's an ideology. Look at those doggies. My God. I don't even know. What do you say about something like that? That is the most sissy thing I've ever heard, and I live in Los Angeles.
we've got an election coming up, so as usual, vote and vote hard, people. Tell your friends. I think the normals, to get back to the one thing that always matters, the normals are fed up with this shit because it's hurting them. They're done with forever wars, and I hate to say I'm pro-Israel war, anti-Ukraine war, but I am. I like Israel.
I like Israel, and
they're the kind of ally I want.
I was on another show today. I'm not Ingram. And, they said, well, they over Ukraine, but not, but why Israel, not Ukraine? Everybody agrees on Israel. You don't tie that to border. You don't need to. We agree on it. A lot of us don't want Ukraine aid because they understand that just
an unwinnable war against a nuclear armed opponent who has 6,000 nukes, not maybe one or two dirty bombs like Iran.
Bingo. And, you got to give us something. If you want the Ukraine thing, you got to give us something.
No,
nothing.
No border aid.
No border aid, nothing. Well, then I don't understand how these guys negotiate. I'm in a pretty nice car here. You think I negotiate that badly? Nothing's nice car.
What's she going to do to something else?
So we are back. We made a stop at Casa de Schlichter, which is a battle.
A tsunami?
It is so completely torn up.
Oh, my gosh.
We had flooding, so it's completely ripped open.
Great California tsunami of 2024.
It is ugly, with a capital U. But, we'll get through it. So anyway, you guys saw the destroyed house.
I was truly impressed. I mean, there's nothing like bare walls, ceilings, floors.
Piping. I'm repiping the whole
thing. All your cool stuff was gone, too.
All my cool stuff is gone. A lot of it's in the garage. A lot of it's in Texas.
Did you recycle all the books?
I got a lot. I have a pod that has all our household stuff, and it's got a lot of books.
Good.
I don't.
Body's books, incidentally. Most of you have them, but.
The Attack.
The Attack is good.
The Attack is stupid good because it scares.
You think it's going to happen, don't you?
I think that we are blessed by enemies who suck, or it would have already happened, and I worry that it could at any moment.
I do too, and I look at our enemies. First of all, why is G such a sissy? I mean, shouldn't he grab Taiwan?
You know, well, but, oh, Biden's giving them $1.6 billion. That ought to deter the Chinese. I mean, we don't have any precision munitions left. We don't have enough of the things you need if we decided to back Taiwan. And I'm not sure Biden would do it anyway.
I don't either. I think he would tell the Taiwanese, you know, take the win, which means the Chinese taking Taipei.
Right.
He's always wrong. It's weird.
No, he's confused.
He's got a superpower.
Yeah, he does. He has the superpower of sucking at foreign policy and everything else. The thing, again, I am against forever wars, but that doesn't mean you don't have to present a credible threat for deterrence's sake.
Well,
God's sake.
Well, the way you prevent wars is being a guy no one wants to fight. Let's take the example of Mike Tyson. Now there are probably some guys who go to a bar, see Mike Tyson, and decide, you know, it'd be cool. I'm going to impress my friends by going and talking smack to Mike Tyson. And, cause I think I could take him. You know, unleash the power of this, you know, cheap booze I've been guzzling.
You realize that Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, one of their first songs was, I think I can beat Mike Tyson. It's exactly that song. And
Problem is
Biden heard that apparently when he was hanging out with Corn Pop.
Well, but the thing is, there aren't a lot of people who go down that road. If you are Mike Tyson, you probably can walk around without ever having to fight.
Right.
And when you do have to fight, it's a drunken idiot and you put him on his ass pretty quick. That's the state you want to be. You want to be Mike Tyson. I mean, without the, you know, rape.
Without the whole rapey rape. Well, I think we're not, demonstrably. Because all of the tyrants right now are emboldened due to the fact we don't have a commander-in-chief to speak of in any reasonable way, and the people who are operating him as a puppet are not capable of either deterrence or reaction or any tangible, you know, useful action in the foreign policy national security arena. They are muppets.
I have to agree with you, and it doesn't help when you get Krusty staggering out there and going, my Uncle Bo's, he got eaten by cannibals.
Because he did, I'm sure, you know. Corn Pop told me
he
got eaten by cannibals.
Jose got eaten by cannibals!
The guy's not there, and the problem is, to the extent he is there, he's nodding his head at ideas that are so bad, they wouldn't survive foreign policy 101 or basic training.
Well, the problem with Joe Biden, at the core, is he's a stupid man. He's a stupid liar, he's a corrupt scumbag. And he's a neo-communist. And it's very, very difficult to, present a credible threat to our enemies when the threat is, you know, this freaking dust
up. When the threat is, okay, Iran, stop being bad, don't. And the reward will probably be more money. He's given them six, since they told Hamas it was okay to invade Israel and conduct that heinous slaughter. Biden has given Iran $16 billion
sanctions that he didn't have to do. See that little flying ear guy thing over there at the Valvoline place? See him flopping around? That's Biden.
Right.
That's Biden. And there are people around here, and you're looking at them, who are going to vote for him going, yeah, but, you know,
at least Trump.
It's not true. It's not Trump.
You know, I think the danger for them is that America, real America, not California, not, you know, New York City and places like that, has seen, and even those places now, have seen the danger of life under Democrat rule.
Well, did you see Trump get mobbed by the bodega people?
In Harlem.
In Harlem, and black people going, yay, 4 more years!
You know?
I was told that black people hate Trump.
You were told by white liberal wine aides.
Oh, who run NPR?
Yeah.
not
a blessing.
The intentionality of Western civilization is a white patriarch. Shut up, whore. You know what that chick needs?
I imagine you.
A strong, potent hand.
One she will never stand anywhere near.
Yeah. Because basically, it's pretty clear she's sexually unsatisfied.
But she's got that perfect, soporific NPR tone.
Yeah.
They just feed you pablum that is pure propaganda, but you're not paying attention. It's just seeping into your brain. And they spend a long time doing it.
There's a certain kind of Beltway conservative that goes, you know, I listen to NPR.
Right.
And it provides, yeah, I don't believe anything it says, but it provides a valuable, so shut up.
And if
Mike Johnson's done a fantastic job.
And if Mike Johnson's replacement doesn't defund NPR, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, talk about taking the win.
Yeah. It's sitting.
Yeah, we're just not going to. The thing is, I look at these guys. Mike Johnson holds all the cards.
Mm-hmm.
We are the conservatives. We are not the party of the deadbeat losers who need government money. So, we'll shut down the government.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
I will be happier every day they're out of session.
Yay! Good.
Government is a danger to free people, and the entire premise of our republic is built on that concept. Everything in the founding documents is about limiting the power of government, not empowering government.
Well, look, you look at people like the NPR bitch, and she's a kindergarten teacher telling you, use your inside voice, and for the boys to stop
moving around and
twitching and running and shouting and boying.
Yeah.
She wants a neutered world where she can exercise power. And it's time to go the pimp hand. That's gone. Because
last time I checked, boys aren't actually the Ken doll.
No.
There is a difference for a reason. There is a difference in chemical composition and everything.
There has been a sad increase in lonely teacher woman vibe.
It's not, I wish it was just lonely teacher women. It's crazy teacher women.
Yeah.
And the men who are women who hang out with them go somehow make up the academic ranks. I mean, at this point, our education system is run by people who can't be trusted to be near children.
Well, that's true. That's true. A lot of these people are perverts or perverts. And, somebody arguing, I should be able to, first of all, I'm a pervert, and I should be able to have unrestricted access to your kids and convert them into perverts, too.
I am somewhat fundamentally wood-chipperly opposed to that.
You know, at some point, if you push the Overton window, the problem is the Overton window opens really wide, and it might just be you who's being defenestrated.
Right.
Because I can imagine, by the way, happy 249th anniversary of Lexington and Concord.
Right.
I can imagine a backlash that would make Pinochet go, oh, no bueno. I'll tell you. And look, don't look for guys like you and me to go, hey, we're getting a little harsh on these people. Now I've been exhausted telling the guys getting thrown out of the helicopters, hey, maybe throwing people out of helicopters is a bad idea. I'm going to be a little tired by the time it's their turn to get tossed.
And it's their fault. They picked this game. We were playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, where you do not use state power to abuse your political opponents.
Yeah.
They decided, no, there are no more rules. There are no forgiveness.
Yeah, so important that we maintain or achieve power. This must be done, okay?
So we must kill the democracy in order to save it. And I'm sorry, if you want to play that game, we'll kill your piece of it and then rebuild it the way the founders intended.
After vengeance is taken.
Can we get Elon to charter a close viewing trip to the sun? He's got rockets, right? That big thing he's got?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a great test.
My new Congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, my God.
She's my Congresswoman in Houston, yeah. we're walking along and we walk by your office. I'm like, no, cash is moved.
I think you deserve that, dude. She's the perfect representative.
I leave Ted Lieu for her.
You know,
this is Ted Lieu's area. You could tell by the bum.
Well, that's funny. You actually managed to leave California.
I've actually got a worse one.
Get a worse congressperson, a more left-wing butthead congressperson.
I mean, it's actually remarkable.
That's hard to do. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm freaking thrilled.
Now, Texas is a good place for you. And even if you have the price you have to pay is shoot attractively.
Yeah, our neighborhood is a little eclectic, but there are nice restaurants, it's fun, and I can carry a gun and do.
On your hip. You should run for sheriff. Can you run for sheriff?
I want to be sheriff.
I want to be a sheriff. Definitely need to be a sheriff and have the duster coat and the six-shooter. I don't like that guy. That's my
you don't like your kind in our town.
And, yeah, exactly. Your kind has blue hair.
You can,
we don't abide that.
You can do the first blood thing.
Oh, one for that king shit cop.
Yeah, Brian Dennehy, that shit.
Except the first blood guy would be my deputy. Right? If I'm sheriff, Rambo is my deputy.
Rambo's a deputy. I like that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, me.
I don't actually want to have to help people. I just want to walk around and talk shit.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, I think we talked enough shit. Here on Unredacted, special guest Jim Hansen. Samantha and Verita have provided nothing except kind of a background hum.
We solved a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah,
I said. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is? I bought this blouse and it's beautiful. Look at that. It's shiny. Look at the shinies. So, anyway.
Don't get a stab, right?
All right. So, anyway, go get the attack. Otherwise, you're a sissy cop.
Watch me on Ingram.
Wait, what?
Last Friday when you hear this Monday.
Watch Jim on
Ingram. Funnier than Kirk.
Good lord. They're like, we're really overloaded. I'm like, yeah. You're taking Anson, are you? Whatever. Anyway, thank y'all. We're Monday, Wednesday, Thursday here in the Town Hall columns. And, I think that's all. Adios.
Goodbye.